In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. That's 1-800-600-3168. 1-800-600-3168.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS number 2675699.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
Instead, they'll be broadcasting live at American Eagle Credit Union on Frank Scott Parkway and Greenmount Road in Shiloh, Illinois. They're helping collect dorm room necessities to benefit area college-bound students in need. A complete list of items they need can be found at ameaglecu.org.
It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote. Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 K Terrace.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and
on your head.
Pins in your hand.
Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to that?
Beach Boy used to have it.
He did. Yeah. I think he took it with him.
Uh-huh.
Calling him a thief?
No, I know you're not. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone to the dentist for 44 years. That's right, 44 years of pain-free shots when I've needed them, not very often. Hearing a couple of good jokes, hearing one of the ladies singing. A fantastic place, and a dental clinic where they know what they're doing. Real pros. Talk more about them, but first, how about this round of introductions at the control board? It's Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can go over all of your investment options.
Will they go over all of them or just some of them?
Absolutely all of them.
All right,
they will cover them all.
Mm.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm in pain today, Frank.
Well, I'm sure
my neck and my shoulder and my arm.
You know what? Don't be one of those people.
Oh,
we
no.
had somebody like that that used to work here. Hey, how you doing? Well,
no.
Let's try it again. Hey, Dan, how's it going?
I'm in pain.
You know, I think Dan...
And actually, you are in pain, and this just shows the work ethic that you have. Or you're afraid if you take any time off, then I won't rehire you when I pop up somewhere else.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Both. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, there he is right there. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. No. No. Rad boy. He wanted to catch Scott, having a brain freeze here.
Scott Sherman?
No, Brandt.
Scott Brandt?
Yeah, who was in here earlier. He was our guest earlier. And, you know, Rat Boy wanted to, was his first name Scott? Shoot, honest to goodness, hang on. Yeah, I don't know why. It's like when you write down a word and it looks wrong. Yeah, Scott Brandt was in. And he was talking about cars. And Rad Boy said, I meant to ask him if she's familiar with... It was not Fender skirts. What kind of skirts?
Cheese.
Cheese skirts. No.
What?
No, we don't know what you're talking about. You apparently didn't have anything funny prepared.
We went a long way for that one.
Yeah, it wasn't even worth it. It doesn't even make sense. But, you know, I'm going to stress. Let's give it up for Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really under stress at all. I'm having the best time of my life. This is going to be a good, fun run. Thank you. I guess will Mr. Cleveland join us?
He is.
Here?
He's on hold right now.
He had some book signing thing today. He was all excited about.
He was in Kansas City.
Yeah, when I talked
last night, it was a big crowd there.
Was it?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of relatives. He's not listening, is he? Yeah. He's
no,
more than just relatives,
so.
Of course. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. 44 years. 44 years. Now, I've always said, I don't know that I could have been a dentist. I certainly couldn't have been a proctologist or even a gynecologist or any kind of doctor where people had to disrobe. And I had, because I've seen how people sit there in the waiting room, how they look smelly, stinky. They didn't bother to bathe before they went to the doctor. And I'm sure that dentists from time to time have somebody open wide and they go, oh, and their eyes almost water because they didn't even bother. Listen, before I go to any doctor, if I can, I buy new underwear. I'm not kidding. Get the cleanest, most pristine pair of underwear I have. I scrub and re-scrub and shave. And I mean, I want to be so clean, but not everybody's like that. And God bless the dentists and the doctors and the nurses and the people who have to pretend. Well, Mr. Jameson, when did your pain start? When what they really want to say is, when's the last time you took a shower?
When did your pain start?
And you know that Ballast Dental Care and every other dental clinic, they've had people come in there open. Okay, that's what we got to look at here. And there's chunks of who knows what in there. Watermelon seeds, pieces of M&Ms, pecans wedged in between their teeth. Don't do that to the dentist, especially not Ballast Dental Care. They don't deserve that. They're going to treat you nice. Be considerate. Be thoughtful. But if something happens and you don't have time to go home and brush your teeth or floss or whatever, I told you the other day that gal next to me in traffic at a stoplight was brushing her teeth, putting toothpaste on the...
I don't get
driving the car. Where do you spit?
Right.
I guess out the window. And maybe she had a bottle of water. That was a first for me. I've seen people brush, just any kind of dry brush, but the toothpaste thing, that was a first. Ballast Dental Care, 44 years. And I don't know how many other dental commercials we have on the air. I don't care. And the only one you should care about, really, is Ballast Dental Care because they make this show possible. They'll make the next rendition of this show, the next version of this show possible. The continued version, whatever. They're going to stick with us. I think that's a pretty good bet because they've been with us for about 16 years. Ballast Dental Care. You need a dentist or you don't like your present dentist or whatever. And don't worry about how long it's been since you've been. They're not going to shame you or embarrass you. They've seen worse. And you'll never again dread an appointment you have to go to the dentist if it's Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Arizona, Wichita. I still haven't memorized it yet, but I will eventually.
It's time to check in with Bill Cleveland. He is a guy who is working on being able to say I've been everywhere. I think he's in Kansas City, Missouri. He's brought to you by Window World. There's a Window World in Kansas City, and there certainly is Window World in St. Louis, and it is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For more, windowworldst.louis.com. Here's the man who's almost been everywhere, Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Bill, how are you?
You know what? I am I'm on top of the world. It's been a great couple of days. I just got back, actually, from Kansas City, and Dan was nice enough to mention I had an event last night. And you know what's interesting is and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this from somebody, but so the St. Louis County Public Library, apparently it did not feel like I was worthy enough to be a featured author.
But, Kansas City did.
At their main branch here in St. Louis County, so that's fine, whatever. So last night at the Kansas City Public Library, almost 400 people came out to hear me talk, and it was unbelievable. I event parking, there was security, like it was incredible, and it was really, really an amazing moment, and I felt very proud.
Well, Bill, now you got a tiny taste of what it's like when we try to go anywhere.
I know.
Security,
I know.
Police.
I am envious. Yeah. That was very cool.
Good for you. They
were great.
That's a big crowd. That's a nice crowd.
It really was. And I will tell you that they do, their library, and we talked about this, I think, last week or earlier in the week, when you say you're going to a library, that doesn't always scream fun, but they are really doing something great with their library system in Kansas City. They are doing, they'll have events up on the rooftop where people can, come and drink and hang out and this was the Truman Auditorium, and they have guest speakers and things like that. And it was really well done, and so I appreciate it.
You know that per capita, Kansas City, more fountains than any city in the world. Did you know?
No, that's not actually correct.
Or the United States.
I hate to tell you.
Yeah, per capita. In the United States.
Yeah, okay, in the United States, absolutely. 200-plus fountains in Kansas City. Rome is the number one fountain.
Okay, not the world, but the United States. Still impressive,
yep,
and I love fountains. I love them, and I've seen lots of them
because
my daughter lives in Overland Park right outside Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good
for maybe
you.
She would enjoy this. So in Kansas City yesterday, I had just about an hour of free time, not much, but I went and checked out a place I had never been to called the College Basketball Experience. So this is located inside the Sprint Center in Kansas City, and you go in, and it's basically testing. It's very interactive, and you're testing out your skills to see if you could possibly be a college basketball player or any kind of basketball player.
I would not be testing that.
Oh, so I went through all of the things that I did not score one basket in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's our boy.
You walk in, and the first thing you do, the exhibit is called Measure Up, which is actually pretty interesting. So you look down, and you see the shoe sizes of some of these notable basketball players, and then you test out or see what your wingspan would be. So you stretch as far as you can. Now, here's a surprise. I didn't stack up against any basketball player at all, but we had to try. And then you test out your free throws. You test out your three-point shooting, the layups. They have a full-size basketball court. You test out passing skills, so you have the basketball and these things light up on the wall, and you basically are throwing the ball out seeing if you could hit the target. It's really cool. It's very interactive.
Thank goodness there was nobody there who knew you so you wouldn't be embarrassed. There's no, like you didn't have a bunch of friends or family there watching you not make one single pass.
No, there were a bunch of teenagers that were doing great and
laughing at you.
It was sad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But whatever. I take that back. I did make one basket because there is a slam dunk exhibit. So what they do is they have I think there were four or five different levels. So you had the 7 foot, and then you had 9 foot, and it kind of went up, and so people could go and see how far up they could jump and slam dunk. So
yeah.
I
able to jump up and slam dunk the 3 foot high basket?
Yeah, that's right.
Just barely.
That rocks it, man.
You bet.
But it's really cool. If you have kids, they'll absolutely love it. It's called the College Basketball Experience. It's also home to the Men's College Basketball Hall of Fame. So you can check that out. Got some details on my website, BillOnTheRoad.com, and Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland. I'm going to start the segment and get the really bad, horrible news out of the way. 1 week ago today, we had big news. I think it was big anyway. My resignation. I come to you today with other bad news. The arrest of another rapper.
What?
This is getting out of control. I'm starting to really get ticked off at the rest of these rappers.
I think they're setting them up.
I think they've targeted them.
Yeah.
The Kid Creole. Not Kid Creole. The Kid Creole. Are you guys familiar?
Sure.
Sure you are.
Who isn't?
He's one of the founding members of the 80s hip-hop group Grandmaster Flash. I actually have heard of
I don't know
any of their songs, but I've heard of Grandmaster Flash. He's one of the founding members of that and the Furious Five. He was arrested last night in connection with the fatal stabbing of a homeless man. Come on.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's 57. His real name is Nathaniel Glover, arrested last night. And happened in Midtown Manhattan shortly before midnight on Monday. It said the victim was 55, found with multiple stab wounds to his torso. Not clear what sparked it, but they described the victim that was stabbed as someone who lived in a shelter. No, there's no way. There's no way a rapper would stab somebody.
No.
They're rappers, not stabbers.
Mm-hmm.
This is just getting ridiculous.
Pitiful.
For those of you who have been emailing me saying, what's the name of the general manager, if I'd like to express my great pleasure that you're leaving, or displeasure, it's Mark Dorsey, and it's markd@ktrs.com. I have put it on frankopinion.com. If you go to sponsors, just because that's the best place to put it, when you opens up, it says, Frank Opinion, enter. Like it's some kind of secretive thing. And then you enter. There's a menu. Just go to sponsors. And at the top, I haven't looked, but I understand it was just put on there. It's there now. So if you want to know who to go to express whatever you want to express about the show going away, that's the guy, Mark Dorsey. And you'll see his email address, markd@ktrs.com. And again, to be fair, he's the guy you tell if you also want to say, hey, good riddance, way to go. Thanks for accepting that guy's resignation and not even bothering to try to renegotiate anything. He's the guy that you thank for that. Do you guys know what a tin can soldier is?
No.
I don't think so. No.
I didn't either until today. There's a Subaru in front of me, and the license plate frame said tin can soldier. And then there was a bumper sticker at the bottom. A tin can soldier is a U.S. Navy destroyer veteran. Tin can.
Because
these guys, it's like living in a tin can. Have you ever been in a submarine or seen the bunk facilities?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if I could handle it.
They live in such close quarters. It's, I don't know how you don't go insane.
Yeah, I'd be claustrophobic and just
crazy.
Yeah,
you would be. So, big salute and a thank you to all the tin can soldiers. I can't believe I've never heard that term before. U.S. Navy destroyer veterans. I'm going to read you a great poem sent in by a listener named David. This was a winner of some kind of poetry contest in 1912 in Virginia. At least that's the myth. There's a song that years and years ago was made from this poem, and it's the same poem, but the song's version, there's some name changes, but it's the same idea. I think it's funny. And you have to do it in kind of a redneck voice because of the way it's written. It's called A Redneck Love Poem. Here we go. Susie Lee done fell in love. She planned to marry Joe. She is so happy about it all, she told her Pappy so. Pappy told her, now, Susie gal, you'll have to find another. I just assume your ma don't know, but Joe is your half-brother. So Susie put aside her Joe and planned to marry Will. But after telling Pappy this, he said, "There's trouble still. You can't marry Will, young gal, and please don't tell your mama. Oh, I'm sorry, please don't tell your mother, but Will and Joe and several more I know was your half-brother. But Mama knew and said, 'My child, you do what makes you happy. You can marry Will or you can marry Joe, because you ain't no kin to Pappy.'"
Thank you, David.
See, she was unfaithful, and he wasn't even really their dad. You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, there's a guy in some trouble down in Daytona Beach. I don't think this is a crime, but he's still a weirdo and a pervert. He's 73 years old. He goes along the beach handing out cards to young girls. He tries to make sure they're 18, and it's a business card, and it says, "Sugar Daddy seeking his sugar baby." And he hands these to these young girls. And then there's a little paragraph that says, "Ask me about your monthly allowance." Now, a couple of girls that he's handed these cards to weren't 18. And there is evidence that he clearly did not know. He really did not want to hand them to anybody who's under 18. But he's also got another weird thing. It's like he takes a bra and goes, "This is like Cinderella's slipper. Let's see who who fits." I mean, the guy's obviously a weirdo, but there's nothing against the law about taking a bra on the beach going, "Hey, who will this fit?" That's not against the law. And it's not against the law to hand out to girls a thing that says, "Hey, I'm looking for a sugar baby. I'm a sugar daddy." It's not
and to his credit, there are some women, 18 to 20-something, that are looking for
a sugar daddy.
A situation like that. So
yeah.
You don't know unless you look.
And he says, "I go up to women of all ages, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and I say, 'Hey, honey, I'm looking for my Cinderella. I didn't find a glass slipper on the beach, but I found this.'" And he holds up a bra. Yeah, he's a weirdo, but it's not against the law to be a weirdo. So, Randy, this one, again, is for you. It's one of the punchlines you sent me. Here's the joke that sets up the punchline. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
Ernie's dad owns a pool hall, and he has to close it down because business is bad. So there's a lot of stuff in there, that some they can't get rid of, some they can sell. Ernie goes around and collects all the eight balls. Now, the eight ball is the black. There's a red, right. A blue. Yeah. And so Ernie has like a collection of these black eight balls. And so one Friday at school, the teacher gets up and she says, "Well, I have a special quiz, a few quiz questions, and a very special opportunity, kids. We're going to do today something really different, and I think you'll like it. I'm going to ask some questions, and if you answer them correctly," now it's only like 9 o'clock in the morning, "you answer correctly, you're out of here. You're off for the rest of the day. You don't come back to school till Monday." Oh, the kids are all excited. So she starts to ask these questions. He said, "Who was the president that delivered the Gettysburg Address?" And Betsy's hand goes, "Yes, Betsy." She says, "Miss Jenkins, that would be Abraham Lincoln." She says, "Get your books, call your mom, come and get you. You are free. You are out of here. You're not back until Monday." Oh, man, Betsy's excited. So she throws another question out there, you know, like, how many states were there before we added Alaska and Hawaii? And, of course, Jimmy, 48. And she said, "That's how many are there." She's trying to make sure they think. That's exactly right. Get your books together. Get your stuff. You're out of here. Go home. Play. Have a good time. You don't have to come back till Monday. Now, as this progresses, Ernie realized he didn't like this. He didn't like it. He didn't know any of the answers. And he couldn't raise his hand. So he starts rolling. He brought a bunch of these eight balls, these billiard balls, these black billiard balls. So he starts rolling them down the aisle between the seats to distract the teacher. She'll start to ask a question. And she goes, "Now my next question," and then here comes a couple of these billiard balls down the aisle. And she has to pick them up, and so she goes to ask another question. Roll a couple more down. She says, "I'm trying to conduct a quiz and ask questions. Now, this disruption is unacceptable. kids get a chance to answer. They don't have to come back till Monday. I appreciate it if whoever's doing this would knock this off. Now, in 1842, he throws some more balls. She says, all right, she says, who's the comedian with the black balls? Ernie jumps up and goes, Bill Cosby, see you Monday.
All right, let's see how traffic looks with Tim Weiland.
Things are really jammed up in both directions on north and southbound 55 near McNutt because of this accident. Right now, it looks like they may have shut down northbound 55 for a short time. Now, we've got a new accident on westbound Highway 44 at Pacific that's got lane blockage, and you're getting a backup there. Also, we've got another accident southbound 67 at Flukum Road. We have eastbound Highway 270 jamming up McDonald through New Florissant, solid on northbound 170 from 70 through 270. Westbound 70 running a bit heavy now between 170 and St. Charles Rock Road. And look at westbound 40. You're slow from Timberlake Manor through the Boone Bridge and also from Wing Haven out through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch, and switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
News is what happens around us every day.
Kent Martin, KTRS News Director.
It's a story about flooding that turns entire communities upside down. It's a story about a mother waiting to see her son for the first time since he was freed after being wrongfully held in jail for a decade. It's a story about a volunteer group trying to help those in need. News is what we deliver to our listeners. And it's our responsibility to report the news every day.
KTRS News. Real news, never fake. Depend on it.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung window start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
Listen up, golfers. Riverside Golf Club offers you a great location, the best value, and wonderful course conditions. You'll find this little gem just a short drive west of 270 and 44. At Riverside, we not only have the most enjoyable 18-hole golf course, we also have the best par 3 course in town. All this at the best value in the area, no matter when you choose to enjoy a round of golf at Riverside. Want specials? Play 9 holes with cart for just $15 on weekdays, 18 holes with cart just $20 Monday through Friday. And on weekends, it's just $20 for 9, $25 for 18 holes, and after 2 o'clock on weekends, twilight rates are again $15 and $20 with cart. Oh, and we also have new golf carts and improved cart paths. To book your tee times at Riverside, call 636-343-6333 or book it online at riversidegolf.net. Riverside Golf Club, where friends and families come together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-2168. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-2168. That's 1-800-600-2168. 1-800-600-2168.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, Family Dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. That's 1-800-600-3168. 1-800-600-3168.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle cross-state rivals Swope Park Rangers. The summer is heating up, and so's the competition. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com. The outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Southern California, that's where we're headed. That's where Mike Evans is, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. And the same great owners own the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And every day is some special day for somebody, and gift cards are always a good idea. They're closed on Monday, and they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse proudly present Mike Evans.
Come on now.
You come on. You come on.
Homie, you been sheep dip today, homie. You've been Bolshoi and sheep dip.
I don't know what that means.
We had the biggest thunderstorm I've ever seen in Southern California last night.
Really?
Knocked out. We still don't have electricity. We lost electricity at 2:15 this morning. Still don't have electricity.
And that is very unusual, isn't it, for out there?
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was just like 8 or 9 buildings got hit by lightning. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Hmm. And again, I'm sitting here in the office dark.
Wow.
And they said they're guesstimating that the electricity will be back 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, man, Mike. If only people had, we had no idea, man. Sorry having to go through that.
Well, sheep dips. What is, homie? Sheep dips.
Yeah, you ought to move.
Well.
You ought to come to St. Louis where there's never a thunderstorm.
Never any lightning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait, hold it. That's not true.
Pop quiz question all this week. Pop quiz question has to do with dead people. Where they're buried. Charles Lindbergh, first man to fly solo across the ocean from the United States to Europe. Where is he buried? St. Louis, San Diego, Maui, Washington, D.C., homie. There's your stories, homie. I'll tell you about it, just man. You like that, huh?
No, I don't. It's kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's creepy.
I thought, Frank, you and I maybe could meet on Tuesday, October 3rd.
Sure, why not?
12 o'clock noon. Lovelock, Nevada. That's when they're letting OJ out.
Yeah.
That we'll go maybe, you know, nice. Maybe take him out to lunch or something.
Why don't we pick him up?
We could do that.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner. Thank you. Is being sued for $12 million for plagiarism in reference to her book called Life of Kelly. Apparently, it was somebody else's life before it was hers. I guess that's the deal. First, we talk about a 12-year-old. That would be Cruz Beckham, David Beckham's son. Named Cruz because David Beckham's best friend is Tom Cruise. This 12-year-old Cruz Beckham is recording an album, and the word is fabulous, and Simon Cowell is deeply involved in his career. Now we switch gears to 73-year-old Robert De Niro, who was stopped by police in New York City for riding his 4-year-old daughter on handlebars of his bicycle through the New York traffic.
Yeah, well, he should have been.
That is ridiculous. I don't feel safe walking around in New York with the traffic. Riding a bicycle on the street with a little kid on it?
Yeah.
I don't think.
You know what? I've come to not like him very much anyway.
I tend to agree with you. Bizarre department. I just saw this the other day. Men buy one pair of shoes average a year. How many pairs do women buy?
Oh, wow. It's a good question. Average men
10.
One a year. I'm going to say
10.
12.
8.
Okay.
How many pairs of shoes do you have, Franco?
I don't know, but I would say 5.
Yeah, I have about 4 or 5.
Yeah, I don't need a lot of shoes.
How about you, Dan?
I probably have more than that. I probably have about 10.
Shoe whore?
Yeah, I am.
Well, you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics, so
yeah.
That's true.
No surprise.
What about you, Peon?
Probably 5-6 pairs.
Right. Sports shorts tonight of the NFL is back. Dallas Cowboy playing the Arizona Cardinals is going to be on television. TV, NFL is back. That means the college football can't be far behind, and Matthew McConaughey will not...
All right. Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Just kind of
thank you.
Blurted right out there.
Well.
Matthew McConaughey will not shoot any movies or do anything at all if it conflicts with the University of Texas football games.
Oh,
there's a fan.
Same with Ashton Kutcher when it conflicts with the University of Iowa football games. They both go to their alma maters. They have field passes. They go to all the games, home and away.
I'll tell you what, my daughter graduated at the University of Texas, so we went to football. I've never seen that. I thought Mizzou was I've never seen anything like those Texas football fans. Boy, do they love football.
Oh, it starts in high school.
Grade school.
I've been to games there. In fact, I've seen a Missouri-Texas game in Austin, Texas.
Man, that was a good game.
I was pulling for Missouri. They didn't like me at all.
No.
And finally.
No.
It's like being hit in the gut.
It is,
Shark stabbed to the gut.
Charles Lindbergh, where is he buried? San Diego, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., or Maui?
Oh, I'm going to say Maui.
I'll say San Diego.
I don't think it's St. Louis, so I'm going to go San Diego.
Well, you remember the plane's name.
Spirit of St. Louis,
yeah.
But did you know the plane was actually built in San Diego?
We do know.
Ooh.
We do know.
But he's buried in Maui.
No, tricky.
I'm Mike Evans, I'm Molly Whitman, and I'm standing in the dark, and it's hot in his house, there's no air conditioning, 106 degrees outside, I'm stark-ass naked.
We don't need to know that.
The report is hanging out, and I mean hanging down and out for you,
in our heads. We do not need that vision.
No, no.
And I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Nope.
That is very unusual out in that part of the country for a thunderstorm. You never see lightning out there, ever, or thunder. That's very unusual. They don't know what to do. They don't know, have any idea what to do. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They are closed on Mondays. You will need reservations if you want to go to dinner, maybe even for lunch. It would be a good idea. What the heck? At Annie Gunn's, and they're east. If you know where Chesterfield Valley is, we'll just go to the east of all that other stuff, and you'll see them. Can't miss them. If you're headed east, it's on the right, just before you jump onto Highway 40, as they say, many people do in St. Louis. I'm not sure if we'll have time. In case we don't, please do what I did yesterday twice, and that's pull over and thank a police officer. It actually throws them off. And isn't that a shame that that's such a foreign thing for them to be thanked, that they're just taken aback. They appreciate it so much. So please do that if you would. Window World, been on the air with us for a long, long time. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. A J.D. Power study said highest in customer satisfaction. There's a magazine called Qualified Remodeler Magazine. It's one of those industry publications. They ranked them number one. Only been around a little over 14 years, and they're in almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Lifetime warranty covers all the parts, the glass breakage, the labor. They use double-strength glass. It is strong and is not glass that is commonly used in replacement windows, but they use it, and they're still able to offer with all that, plus the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, plus 15 months same as cash. They're able to do all of that and still keep it the most reasonably priced window on the market of that quality by far. Window World, you could call them. I think now would probably be a little too late. 993-1800, that's a 314 number. Or just go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Time to get a final look at traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
All right, good news is they've cleared that accident on northbound 55 at Herculaneum McNutt. Now, southbound is still running slow north of Z down through McNutt. They're still working with the crash on westbound 44 at Pacific. There is lane blockage there. You have an incident east on Highway 70 just east of Shreve that has you backed up through Jennings Station Road. Eastbound Highway 270 is still stacked up east of McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Westbound 70 running slow from 170 past the airport. Southbound 270 stop and go. Heads from Olive down through, looks like, Marshall Road. Eastbound 40 downtown still heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50 plus. Get up to 2 free LG X power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
He's Tim Weiland, the best in the business when it comes to letting you know where the trouble spots are.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Traffic reports when you need them, even in the middle of your workday. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Make a mistake with claiming your Social Security benefits, and it could cost you a small fortune. Learn the 7 things you must know about claiming your benefits on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and I'll be here Monday. Paul will be here tomorrow. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dean.
All right, Dean.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
All is on track for a major shift in our air mass over the next 12 to 18 hours, but as that happens, we've got to go through some shower and thunderstorm action first.
Tonight, an awful crime caught by surveillance cameras. Authorities say it started with a dropped 12-pack of beer. It ended with a cold-blooded murder. Tonight, see the video, and we'll tell you what's going to happen to the guy with the gun.
Hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise taken from a West County store.
What police say he took and how he got it out of the store.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, some storms are rolling across the St. Louis area, dropping some heavy rain and strong winds before moving on.
And it's the beginning of some cooler weather. Let's give you a live look downtown tonight. That's a nice skyline. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with a look at what's been happening.
Yeah, just